And you cut the wheel open, you sell the wool.
And you had hogs.
Had hogs.
What did you call the male hog?
Bo.
Okay. What would you call a male that's been altered?
Bar.
Okay. What would be the advantage in that for a male hog?
Well, just like I told you a while ago, when you alter me, as you say, makes him grow bigger.
Oh,
okay. He grows bigger and he's not mean, you know.
Uh-huh.
He just grew up to be so much bigger.
Going back to that, what do you call a little one when it's first born?
Pig.
All right, and what about when it's a little older?
Short.
And what about when it's grown?
Hog.
What are those stiff hairs? What do you call those stiff hairs on the hog's back?
Oh, hairs on bristles.
Okay. And what about those big teeth?
Tushies.
Mm-hmm. All right. The name of the thing you put the food in for them.
Trough.
And did you always just have one or?
Two troughs.
Yeah,
two. And then they had a hog feeder.
Oh.
Then you have a hog feeder that you put the green in. A great big hole. Got a big belly. You just put it over in there, and as it grow down and raise that little thing up in there, it's going comes on up. And it, you might say it has some soft food in it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, come on out.
All right, did you have any names for a hog that's grown up wild?
Wild hog?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I never did. Of course, I might have had some that wild, and you never know it.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody know it.
If you have pig, and we went through that. All right, how about this? The noise made by a calf. What would you call the noise made by a calf? Maybe when it's being weaned, you say the calf began to
bawl.
All right, how about the gentle noise made by a cow during the feeding time?
The gentle noise. Most of the things they chew the cud after it gets eaten, and then it's quiet, they lay down.
Do they ever make a noise, say that like when they're real content, you can tell by that noise?
Well, yes, they make a little noise by chewing what you call a cud or something. See, they eat their food up. They eat all their food up as you give it to them in there, and wherever you're feeding them in. And they swallow it on out. But after so long a time, they'll lay down and maybe stand up, and they'll bust that food back up and chew it over again.
Huh.
Yeah, they'll bust that food back up and chew it over.
What in general do you call the noise a cow makes?
Well, it's bawling. I mean, they get it out there in the cages, away from them while they want to see a male or something like that, they start bawling.
All right. And what about another word that say that a full-grown cow would make?
What kind of one
that? That a full-grown cow would make. She's standing out in the field on horse.
Well, she'd be there bawling, hollering, you know, just bawling. What is it,
mooing?
How about when that?
Mooing.
Mooing, yeah. She is right.
Okay. What do you call the noise that a horse makes?
Well, he... what is that word he called? He's yelling. Thanks to yell though, so no, they got another name for you. Give me one now.
How about this? What do you call a hen on a nest of eggs? She's called a...
Hens don't hatch some eggs. Hatch some eggs.
What do you call the place where the hens live?
You
know. Okay. What if it's just a little, crude shelter built out in the open for the little chicks to run under.
Oh,
cool. All right.